Full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Merle Haggard. It's a great song. Listen to the lyrics. We won't play the whole thing, but I love this song.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Listen to the lyrics, and I know a lot of people can relate.
Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here.
What a great song. And the reason I think it's a great song is there's something weird about me, and I do this every year. To me,
everything's gonna be all
most of what I think about through Christmas is the people who are sad and the people who are alone, and the people who are laid off, and the people who have kids who don't understand why they can't get. You know, one of the worst things I think that schools ever did, they did this when I was a kid. After Christmas, they had, and a lot of you may have had this at your school, they had show and tell. You come to Christmas and you show off what you got for Christmas. What a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Because there were some kids, especially where I went to school. I went to school in the hick hillbilly town. Larry Hunt was my classmate. He never wore shoes to school. He didn't have any shoes.
Was he the one that drank the beer from the...
No, Sammy English. Sammy English drank beer out of a mason jar in the back of the classroom in the sixth grade. And then he left the sixth grade to go join the Marines because he was 18.
Oh, he was 18 in sixth grade?
Sixth grade. He was 18.
Like Jethro Bodine.
I remember the teacher got up and said, let's all wish Sammy well. He's going in the Marines. 18 in the sixth grade. But if you think about it, what a horrible idea, because some of these really poor kids, you know, there's always that one or two kids, the local doctor's kid,
yeah,
who gets up and he can't bring the go-kart, but he brought some Polaroid pictures of the go-kart that he got for Christmas. And then some other kid has to get up and go, this is a basket of apples and one that my grandma made and wrapped up for me. And it was just a class system, a competition to see who had the most. You know, the other thing I hated, you have to write that paper. What did you do all summer? When you went back to school,
yes,
they make you write, what did you do this summer? Well, of course, you always got that kid who goes, we went to Europe.
Yeah.
Like, well, we swam at the local pool.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. We went down to the lake. I fished a little with my uncle one time, and then I saw a snake. That's it. That's kind of my summer.
Yeah.
I went outside, and I dug a thing and called it a cave, and we found a box and made a fort. That was Christmas. Something else I was going to share with you, I forgot what it was.
And I can't get a hold of Dr. Doug, and I don't...
That's all right. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.
He's probably... All right, I was not supposed to say anything about this.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
He is the personal physician, veterinarian, rather, to Santa's reindeer.
Oh. Well.
And this is top secret stuff. Don't tell him I said this, but I know for a fact he got a call, and he had to meet Santa because Dancer had a something in a hoof. It was a hoof issue.
Mm.
And they called Dr. Doug.
So he's at
Doc Blitzen's all backed up. We need your help.
Yeah, he's probably at the in the North Pole right now with him.
I can't say any more, wow. But I'm just here to tell you he is this moment at this moment with the reindeer.
Yeah, what two reindeer are closest to Santa back there?
I don't know the order.
Yeah,
I'm sure Dr. Doug does, but he's working on the hoof issue. And he said that Rudolph was experiencing a little bit of a breathing issue.
Oh,
yeah.
And, well, that's not good.
He's going to take care of that. So I think you can thank Dr.
Expressing Donner's anal glands, maybe.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be taken care of.
That all has to be done. And when you folks wake up tomorrow morning and your kids run down and go, oh, look what I got, you can thank Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Because if he hadn't taken care of the reindeer, there'd be no Christmas.
You know what? A lot of people don't talk about that. Don't talk about the reindeer. Like Peon just said, expressing Donner's anal glands and keeping the reindeer healthy.
Yeah.
You don't think about it.
No.
But it has to be done. They have to be fed and cared for.
What a liability with the reindeer diarrhea all over people's houses. You can't have
You can't have that.
No.
You don't want kids waking up going, what's that stuff dripping down off a roof? You know, you don't want that.
Yeah.
What a horrible Christmas memory.
Down the chimney.
What a horrible Christmas memory that would be. I want to congratulate Sony. I think this is brilliant what they've done. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I believe, and I really believe this, that this business about we're pulling the movie, okay, we're not pulling it. From the very beginning, once this hacking thing came out, Sony, they closed the door somewhere in the Sony building, and the top-level executive said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull this movie and say that we're not going to show it because of this hacking threat. But then, a few days later, we're going to say, no, we are going to show it. Think of the publicity. Just in the last few days, this movie has gotten... They even Sony couldn't have afforded to buy this much airtime. And I think it's brilliant. This movie, which is a dud, every review said, it's not that great. And they knew that. They knew they had a dud on their hands. And they're sitting around going, how in the world can we make any money? Oh, I know how. And now, I'm telling you, there'll be five times as many people want to watch this movie just because of...
Well, they'll say, well, I have to see what the big deal is. This is a...
So brilliant. Sony, brilliant. Now, Burke segment. Do we have any?
I don't.
Since we don't have Dr. Doug.
I don't really have anything either.
Well, what a nice Christmas present for the listeners.
I know.
No Burke segment.
We're waiting for our Burke segment to flourish.
All right, back to the phones. As I said earlier, we're not sure how many people are out there listening. We know you're out there running around. If you've got a story to share with us, do it. And by the way, it's Christmas Eve. If somebody grabs the parking spot you were waiting for, let them have it. Don't give them the finger. Don't get out of the car and approach them. Just let them have it. Let them have it. Anything like that that happens today, just let it go. In traffic, because a lot of frantic people, last minute, running out to do what they're doing, just let them go. Don't get into that. Don't be that person. 314-969-KTRS. Call us. We're lonely here. There's nobody in this building. We're all by ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like being in a barracks away from home, and all the bunks are empty because the other soldiers got to leave, and they all went home. We're still stuck in the barracks. So give us a call, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. There's a movie on tonight, and I believe it's 7 o'clock our time. Now, I've never heard of it. It's a Christmas movie. It says here it's called It's a Wonderful Life.
What is it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ever heard of it?
No.
No.
Must be a new one. But it is on tonight. And if you didn't hear a few days ago when we told the story of It's a Wonderful Life, it was a box office flop. And it never took off and became a big deal money-making movie until the people that own the rights to it let the publishing rights expire. They let it expire, and Republic Pictures picked it up and applied for rights to the movie. And boom, they put it on TV, and the movie that at one time was just another movie nobody paid any attention to became a classic. And they have currently sold the rights to NBC, so the only place you'll see it, and that's tonight, is NBC or an NBC-owned entity. So it is on tonight, A Wonderful Life. I assume black and white. I know they did a color. Remember when they colorized?
Oh, colorized stuff? Yeah, I know. I think this
a lot of people hated that and made a big deal out of it. I don't care. I thought it was kind of cool that it was color. I thought it was, you know, we're used to color.
Maybe we can ask Santa Claus if I can get a new computer for Christmas because mine is frozen. Nancy is on line one if you want to talk to Nancy.
Well, great, I'm have a to great time to lose, reboot it. I'll talk to Nancy. Nancy, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas, you poor lonely souls over there. I feel so sorry for you.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to say a couple of things. Number one, hi there, Fatso. I don't believe that that's a true statement.
Well, it is true.
And, and the other thing, I don't even know what the heck it means. When one says AM and the PM, I'm too old to dig all that stuff, but I'm going to say it because I love the response when you all do what you do.
Okay, well, go ahead and say it then.
I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Now, you really don't know what that means?
I'm not sure what the derivation of it. I haven't always listened to your station or all the other whimsical things that go on there. So if you can decode that for me, I'd love it because my age.
I will, but first of all, what do you think it means?
Well, we're just covering all territories that we're going to, even though we don't watch you in or listen to you in the AM. Well, it's kind of bridging the, well, it's mostly PM, but we're wishing that we had listened in the AM.
Okay, it means two things. This show used to be a morning show.
Oh, is that true? Okay,
For many years, I got up at 4:30. I can't believe I did that. And it was a morning show, so we just took the same show, moved it to the afternoon, so it is an AM show. Morning show.
The PM. It's on the,
but it means something else.
What else?
We're on the AM band, not the FM band. AM. So it's an AM band show.
You guys are so astute. I'm just so impressed.
Pretty clever, huh?
I would say it's so clever
that
this old body can't stand it.
Well, now you know.
I'm glad that I was still able at 90 to enjoy all that news.
Wait, you're 90?
Absolutely, in October.
Wow, so you don't sound 90 at all.
No, you know why you don't
sound 90? Because you don't listen to the old folks, Dave.
No.
Well, that's true, but, you know, I am part of the old folks, but, you know, I take them with a grain of salt, and I have an old folks friend who's 92 and still rides his motorcycle. Now, can you believe that?
That's awesome.
I do believe it.
That is awesome, and
Well, you got good genes.
It's scary, and I don't ride on it, but anyhow, it's good fun, and I'm happy to be listening to you all, and I just love listening to you because you're entertaining and you're clever and you're very smart.
Yes, we are.
What?
And I hope I am half as with it as you are when I'm 70.
You will be because you must have good genes that you inherited. And the secret is we need to take care of our genes and say, thank you, Lord.
I'm not taking
genes.
Too good
and
care
I love
of
listening
mine.
To you.
Well,
I'm
you're
so
almost
happy
there.
That
you
I got
can't
to
lose
speak
that
with
much
you.
In a couple
Thank
years.
You, Nancy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I wash jeans. I've got about three or four pair. Hey, Jenny.
What's wrong with our screen?
Jenny's on six. I am rebooting. Okay. I don't know what happened.
Well, just make a note of who's on what line and yell it out like
Jenny's
you
on all right. six.
That'll work till we fix it. Hello, Jenny. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Frank. I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
And I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay. I was out walking on December the 11th. I had no paper and pencil, and you were talking about a movie. Something about stealing, that if you'd see this movie, you would not do it.
Midnight Express.
That's it.
It's a true story about a kid who made the stupid decision to try to smuggle some cocaine into Turkey. And when you watch it, you will never want to go to jail. Well, you don't want to go to jail in the United States, but you certainly don't want to go outside the United States. And when you realize this all really happened, it'll scare you to death. It's a terrific, gritty, sometimes tough-to-watch movie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jenny, how old are you?
In my 60s.
Well, exactly how old are you? Go ahead.
65.
Favorite age.
Yeah. Right.
Jenny, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and the gang.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You have a good one.
No, she's saying that I have a good one.
Yeah,
she wants me to have a good one.
No, you
word
have get, a
word,
good one.
Word gets out.
Yeah.
Women talk. And apparently the word is out that I have a good one. Let me talk to Kim. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
All the chicks are calling today.
And what can we do for you on this Chick Fest day?
Well, happy holidays and congratulations on the new baby.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I think she was talking to me.
I think she was talking to you. Yeah. What else?
I want to tell you that I listen to you every day. I actually sit in the car and listen to you go off, even on Fridays when you're not there, Frank.
Yeah, thank
you. You're the high point of my miserable existence.
But you make me laugh,
and you make me laugh out loud. I think you guys are great. I don't think you realize just how good you are. I hope you're always on the air. It's going to kill me when you're not.
Oh, we realize it.
I just absolutely love
the management doesn't realize it.
I'm going to laugh.
And the sad thing is, the people that run the station, they don't realize it at all. Listeners do. Let me ask you this: Why did you say you have a miserable life? What? Give me just one part of your life that makes you miserable.
I'll give you a brief rundown. I was married for 20 years, and then he met someone. I wasn't even looking. So I was a housewife, and now I get to scrub toilets for a living for barely over minimum wage, and I get to live in my daughter's basement. You know, I call her the warden. Hitler.
That I got to tell you something. I have to tell you, that's a rough
hard.
A rough deal.
Hard.
20 years, he left you, and you said you weren't looking. You mean you just didn't see the signs?
He met someone. I wasn't even looking. I had no idea. And I spent 20 years as a housewife, so then I basically wound up with pretty much nothing. And, you know, I mean, I struggle financially, and every day it's like it's today the day the car won't start. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm glad you called. You know why I'm glad you called? Because this is exactly what I want to point out to people, that if you watch TV and watch commercials, it looks like everybody has a wonderful, Ozzie and Harriet type life. And they're
it's not
opening
the most wonderful
presents.
Time of the year.
It is not the most wonderful time of year for a lot of people. But it will get better, and I'll tell you why it'll get better.
Valentine.
No, it's going to... But it's going to get better because you, I can tell from talking to you, and I'm pretty good at this, you're a pretty decent person. And you're going
to
find somebody who recognizes that and appreciates it. And in a year or two, if we're still on the air, you're going to call and go, wow, my life is completely different and it's so much better. You're not always going to be in your daughter's basement.
But, well, I have a fantastic grandson that, you know, I mean, he makes everything no matter what. If he's the end result of everything, then it was all worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy about him. And, you know, you guys just laugh out loud, crack me up all the time. I think you're great. I love Dan's laugh. He has got the best laugh. Yeah.
Thanks,
Kim.
don't do that.
Hey, Kim, sometime we'll have to sit down and we'll share stories.
I'll make your life feel better. Dan might be able to top you in the miserable existence category. He's got some stuff going on.
Well, I also like to say, if, you know, God forbid you ever get rid of that wife, I'm the woman for you, because except that you don't watch The Big Bang Theory, I don't comprehend that, because that is the best show.
Well, we work a deal. I'd watch Big Bang Theory, and then I'll tell you what I need you to do.
It involves some of those words.
Doesn't do anymore.
Yeah, it involves the same thing except for the words "big" and "theory."
Well, you might have to edit this out, but I've been sexually self-sufficient for about 10 years now.
Self-sufficient. You know what? That's a good way to put it.
We don't have to edit anything there.
Sexually self-sufficient. Well, that's all going
to
change.
Real quick, I just want to tell you one more thing. When you're talking about the Christmas, we grew up dirt poor. My grandma took us in. We didn't have parents. But at Halloween, every year, they would make you put on the costumes and parade you through the upper kids' classes.
Yeah.
But we didn't have costumes, so the teacher had to take brown paper bags and make these masks, and it was humiliating. I don't know what in the world they were thinking, why they would ever do that.
Now, there are a lot of things they used to do that, for as much as I don't like all the politically correct stuff, I am glad we started to realize that sometimes kids get their feelings hurt when you're trying to make them compete in a category like that. Hey, good for your daughter for letting you live there. Aren't you glad you have her?
Yes. I mean, sometimes I have to remind myself to count my blessings and, you know, not dwell on what I had.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you. I love you guys. I think you're great.
I love you, too, and in a sexual way. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. All right. Yeah. 10 years self-sufficient.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah.
See, there's a perfect example. There's somebody that it's not the most wonderful time of the year, but that'll change. Everything's temporary. Everything. You people that are rolling in dough, and that can be very temporary, too, and you may find yourself, you know, in the position some of these other people are in. This is Jerry. Jerry, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to Dan and Eon. And I know you guys are squeezed because you sit next to that big tub of lard fatso.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Jerry,
no, he's doing exactly
Jerry
what
amped it up
do.
A bit.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
He did amp it up. What's going on?
Hey, I'm AM to PM, first of all.
There you go. Thank you.
I got two things to tell you. One, I'm going to tell you about the first thing where you was talking about just doing something for somebody anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
Back during September, I had been seeing this lady, where I catch the bus down there on 14th Street and Locust by the library. I had been seeing her down there for 2 years, you know, off and on and stuff, and I was always so busy that I never get, you know, you see all the homeless people and
They
smoking and stuff like that. But just this one day, I happened to see this lady. She was sitting there reading the Bible. And then the next day, I came down there and went into the library, used restroom, came out. I said, I want to give her some money. And so I reached in my pocket. I said, I want to give her $20. I reached in my pocket. One side, I couldn't find the $20. I said, well, I just had to wait till the next time. But then I looked on the other side, and there was the $20 I had. So I just went over to her and said, how you doing? Dropped the $20 and started walking away real fast. You know, I had $20. This lady had been homeless for about 2.5-3 years. Just that $20, I don't know what happened or whatever, but now that lady is no longer homeless.
Well, you know what? And didn't you feel great the day you did that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, and a friend of mine has told me, he says, like, maybe that was all she needed, you know, to get to transitional housing, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, you know, I didn't think $20 would do that much. But I haven't seen it since then.
I got news for you. $20 to some people is Christmas. I mean,
right.
That's it. That's all they're going to get.
And let me tell you the other thing about it. Now, I had forgot to bring the story and everything else like that. But you know how police officers lately, and they've been doing this for years, they've just focused this since this incident happened on Ferguson. Police officers are always giving, doing, like I told you, I'm 79 years old. They, even the worst of time, they was always doing, collecting toys and delivering toys. So what they're doing now is just continuation of the good things that the police officers have been doing. But they had this thing, and I can't remember where it was at, where they was taking kids, you know, to the store, Walmart, and having them buy toys.
Yeah.
And they took this little boy, and his mother was there. Well, while the police officer was there helping the little boy buy some Christmas gifts, his stupid mother was in there shoplifting.
Oh, my God.
And she got arrested and locked up in jail. Now, can you imagine how that little boy feels? This just happened this year.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine.
I mean, is that something?
Yeah, that's What do you do about that stuff? That's the frustrating thing.
Yeah, it's a true story, and like I said, I had the story. Oh man.
Yeah, well, maybe the best thing that'll come out of it is the kid will see his mom get cuffed and locked up, and go, "Man, I never want to be like that." Maybe sometimes bad parenting. If a kid's smart, he'll watch his parents or one of his parents be a drug addict or beat the other one or whatever, and then make a pledge to himself, "I will never live like that." Sometimes that comes out of it. Hey, I'm glad you called.
Okay, one last thing.
Sure.
Merry Christmas to all you police officers. And to you firefighters and all the other people who do so much good but never get the credit for it.
Oh, well, good for you. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. And real quickly regarding this thing that happened this morning at 7 o'clock, I don't understand the 300 or so people that came to protest. What is it you're protesting? Are you protesting that an officer shot a guy who pointed a gun at him? I don't think that's something to protest. It's gotten to the point where if a police officer, a white police officer, saves his own life, they're going to riot or loot or protest or whatever. To save the protesting for true injustice.
Well, he may have saved one of those protesters' lives, too, because this guy had multiple violent armed offenses.
Oh, my goodness,
offenses,
he had a criminal history, and he was only 18 years old. And for his parents to say initially, well, they don't believe he had a gun. Yeah, he had a gun, and he had multiple weapons charges against him, armed robbery charge against him. Yeah, he was a criminal, a thug. And when you point a gun, let me explain something to people who don't understand the whole gun thing. As long as I have been born, since I can remember, my uncles, my dad, everybody that was around guns said, if you ever point a gun at somebody, that means you intend to shoot them. That's the only reason or time you point a gun at anybody is that you're going to shoot them. So if you pointed at me, I assume you're going to shoot me. And that's what happens to you when you point a gun at a cop, or not just a cop, anybody else, if they're in a position to get one, their hands on one quickly, they're going to shoot you first. Because what you say when you point a gun at somebody is you're saying, without saying it, I'm going to kill you. When I was in basic training, the drill sergeant, we had a kid, Matt, I don't remember his last name, but on the rifle range, he had an AR-15, M-16, and he swung around and he was going to say something to the drill sergeant. And when he went to speak to him, he pointed, not thinking, pointed the barrel at the drill sergeant. The drill sergeant yanked the rifle out of his hands, took the butt of it, and knocked his teeth out. I saw it. And as the kid is spitting blood and teeth out, the drill sergeant said, "The next time you point a gun at me, I will kill you." And I never forgot that. I'm telling you, when I had the rifle with me at basic training and I saw that sergeant, I made a point to make sure that barrel was nowhere. Yeah. Oh, I don't want that guy knocking my teeth out or killing me. And that's what police officers are trained to think. Somebody points a gun at you, especially if you're a cop, there's a very good chance they're going to kill you. You only have one reaction. There's only one thing you can do, and that is kill them before they kill you. That's it. There's nothing to discuss here. This is nothing like the guy in New York that was choked. They're not even the same thing. It's not even like the Michael Brown case. Those were unarmed people. This guy was armed. So
no, and those protesters are going to protest no matter what. It doesn't matter.
They're looking for a reason to break the law. And I love it. And this happens all the time. And the news people go in and he had a 9mm. They say 9mm like they know what they're talking about. Like that's something really horrible. Well, here's a news flash. 9mm is just a caliber, like 38 or 45 or 44. It's not the deadliest bullet in the world. There are certainly more destructive bullets, but you've noticed it too. It seems like they never mention any other caliber but 9mm. And he had a 9mm. Like, that's the one that does the most damage. Nah, not really. It's just funny to me. Oh, one other quick thing. John Carney yesterday had an interview with the woman who did the Christmas song, "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." Did you hear that?
I did.
And she said, "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas" is the number one Christmas song in Ireland.
Really?
So I got when I heard that, I thought, no, that's impossible. So I get online.
It is?
No. I got online and I pulled up the whole UK, Ireland, and then the whole United Kingdom. In the top 30 Christmas songs sold for Christmas over the past 30 years or 40 years, it's number 29 of the top 30. It's not the number one Christmas song. The number ones over there are the same as here. Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," Bing Crosby, "White Christmas." So false information being given out on the John Carney Show, and I just wanted to point that out. A quick, I'm going to take Leslie's call, then we'll take a break. Hello, Leslie. How are you?
Well, happy merriment to all of you guys at the show today.
Happy merriment. Oh, that's the first of those we've gotten. Same to you. How can we help you?
I'm A in the PM.
That's
and
good.
For,
I'm sorry?
For many, many moons.
Well, thank you.
And I'm not going to say fatso to you, Frank, because that's just too mean.
No, it's
How
not mean.
How about barrel-bellied?
Barrel-belly? I'll take that. I'll take any insulting
that's
heavyweight.
A little kinder, right?
A little kinder, yeah. A little kinder.
I don't have a real good Christmas story, but I just wanted to say a few tidbits, and I'll make it as fast as possible.
Sure.
First of all, my son, he started working a new job, and he's all excited, and he had his first check. And so his regular bank was down in Jefferson County, so he said, "I got to get a bank up here." So he rolled into some other bank, and they said, "Oh, we're going to have to put a hold on this check and everything." So he went down to First Community, and he came home with a bag of popcorn, and they said, "No problem." And I said, "Oh, this is great."
First Community Credit Union.
That's right. They said, "No problem. We'll cash this for you right away, sir."
It doesn't surprise me.
So that's who he's banking with, First Community.
Well, good for him. Thank him for us.
And I've been wanting to call in, and I've tried many times to get on the air to tell you this, how I just, every time you talked about it in the past, and it's been a while, how you despise the progressive commercials and the and Flow.
Flow, yes.
Okay, I love Flow. I think those commercials are the funniest, and I just think she's adorable.
A lot of now, people do.
Now, the one I have the problem with is that overly candy sweet girl on the that car commercial for what are those car commercials? She's a lady too, and she just tries to be funny, and they're just not funny. Those commercials.
Wow,
You know which ones I'm talking about?
No, is it for a dealer locally or for a car like Toyota, Honda,
the
Chevy?
Toyota girl, yes.
Okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
God, I can't stand. I want to put a BB through her fake smile there.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Those are just the worst.
Yeah, give me the funniest thing you've seen in a progressive commercial with Flo. What's something funny that comes to mind?
They're all hilarious.
Okay. Well, a lot of people agree with you.
I just think she's adorable. I think they're creative, and I always laugh. I was like, gosh, I want to call in to Frank and tell him how much I adore Flo, the progressive girl.
Okay. Well, you just did.
Yep, I sure did. Okay.
And you're not alone. A lot of people like her.
Yep. And so that's all I got to say today, and just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And oh, the one thing I did want to say is that your daughter, when you have her on singing those Christmas songs, I just think that's going to be a holiday tradition.
No, it already is. It already is. She's done it for years.
I just was driving around dropping people off and getting things for people, and I was just laughing.
All right, well, good.
The whole way.
She'll appreciate that. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Leslie.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
You know what I noticed? A lot of people today, these people have never called before.
Yeah, I know.
We can tell. We recognize regular callers. There are a lot of people call that have never called before. Maybe that's what Christmas does. It creates new first-time callers.
I just got a text from Josh. Josh works on that John Carney show you were speaking of. He said it was Canada that she said it was popular in.
Canada.
We need to now check and see if the most popular
I've been looking
Christmas
around,
song
I can't find
in
a list
Canada
of,
is the hippopotamus song.
And somebody,
I don't buy that either.
Maybe it is John. I don't know if he's going to request it, but somebody wanted to hear Porky Pig, Blue Christmas.
Well, I don't know if we'll have time.
But it's just not Christmas until he hears that.
Let's do some quick business here. We'll be out of business. John Londoff is busy today. Very bad. I don't know how many people buy cars on Christmas Eve. I guess somebody does. We've never bought a car on Christmas Eve. It's a slow time of year for dealers, all dealers. And if they tell you it's not, they're lying to you because traditionally this is a slow time. So they all do the best they can to get traffic and get business in there. Obviously, they'll be closed tomorrow. I can't tell you anything that I haven't already told you about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I have worked in my 30-plus years of doing this for at least a half dozen car dealers. One of my favorite car dealers retired, and after 9 years on the air with me, he was no longer in the business, so that went away. Now, there was a car dealer that I, as time went by and I did more and more commercials for him, realized I didn't like the guy. I didn't like the way he treated people. And then I've had some car dealers that I thoroughly enjoyed working for. But I will tell you this. There are certainly other great dealerships. It would be ridiculous to say there aren't. And there are some really good other family dealerships. We don't care about those. And we don't care about them because this show is on the air and will stay on the air only if advertisers allow me to do their commercials. That's what pays the bills. And I will not do them. The one particular car dealer I mentioned, I got a call to put them back on the air, and I refused to do it because I saw how he treated somebody one day at the dealership, and I don't like that. When John Londoff says he wants to hug you He really does want to hug you. You don't have to take the hug, but he's not kidding. He wants to hug. He loves customers. And if he didn't have a family and other things to do and other obligations, he would probably live there and meet every single customer every hour that they were open. This is a place where when you buy a Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, you'll walk away and it'll be crystal clear to you that they really, really appreciated your business. I'm not going to tell you who it is, because I don't want to embarrass people, but I know someone, and most of you know him too. He's on the air. And he bought a car for, it was his granddaughter or niece or daughter or something. It was a $4,000 vehicle. And he called me and he said, "You'd have thought we bought a new Suburban loaded. The treatment was the same. Because they know that to you it's a big deal. Even if it's a $4,000 vehicle, it's new to you. They know how to treat people." That's in a nutshell, if I could say anything about Johnny Londo Chevrolet that would set them apart from most dealers, they know how to treat people. This price thing, it irritates me, even when Londo does it, just because, I don't know, I don't think anybody pays a lot of attention to that, because all the prices are pretty much the same. They're not about to let some other dealer give you a better price or beat their deal. They're just not. So that, put that out of the way, and then let's just focus on the experience. And until you have the experience, you'll never really understand what we're talking about. 24/7 at Londoff.com or the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, no major incidents out there on the highways. Reports, though, of a person struck on Ladue Road just west of Gay Avenue. That's in between the Interbelt and Gay Avenue there. Eastbound Highway 70 still working on that ramp to Lucas and Hunt after an earlier incident there. This update is brought to you by Subway. Subway, wake up to a Subway steak, egg white and cheese, flatbread breakfast sandwich, tender steak blanketed with melty cheese, and fresh toasted to perfection. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
G&W Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Need a holiday gift basket? G&W's retail shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, where you can choose from over 30 different varieties of Bavarian sausages and shop for imported items, holiday gift sets, or purchase a G&W gift card. And they offer more than just Bavarian-style sausage. Just a few of their specialty meats include Cajun andouille, Italian-style cecina, Polish sausage and hot links, Mexico's popular chorizo, and the all-American favorites. You can't beat G&W meat. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway. For more, go to gwsausage.com.
You can't beat G&W meat.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
St. Patrick's Center is helping thousands of people each year transform their lives from homelessness to independence. They do this with the support of the community. Please consider a year-end investment in St. Patrick's Center and their mission to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for individuals and families who are working hard to change their lives. Join St. Patrick's Center in making our St. Louis community a better place to live and work. To donate, call 802-0700. That's 802-0700. Or visit them online at stpatrickcenter.org.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For the best lawn on the block, Dynagreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for Dynagreen or online at dynagreeninfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed. Dynagreen or dynagreeninfo.com.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute. That's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
How are you reading it, Houston?
Well, that's clear, Apollo 8, and we have a picture that's good.
Those of us who are at least in our mid-50s can remember that historic night, Christmas Eve, 1968. It was the first interstellar broadcast of humankind as they orbited the moon that night, 60 miles above the surface of the moon for the very first time. And that night, the crew of Apollo 8 read a passage from the Bible, Genesis. And as we watched on TV, they sent this message back to the people of Earth.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
Yeah, we've come a long way since Christmas Eve 1968, but we still have some work we've got to do. Be good to one another. From all of us at the Big 550 KTRS, Merry Christmas.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app. It's STL Taxi. Three letters. STL, then Taxi. Great app. Great way to get a Laclede cab. Download it. It's free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, Merry Christmas, gentlemen. How
Merry
are you
Christmas,
today?
Merry Christmas, Bill. We're great. How are you?
Doing all right. So, Frank, you made me think of something earlier. You mentioned, I believe it was last hour, I guess you were dating a girl and you had to go to church with her for Christmas?
Midnight mass with her family.
So you brought back a horrible memory, and I'm not mad at you, but I was in my mid-20s and dating a girl, and just like you said, you do these things because, well, I think we all know why we do these things.
Sure.
So I had to go to the Christmas Eve service at her church, and I don't want to say what the religion is. It's Christian, but it's something kind of like, you know, one of the, there's not a lot of it going on around town. But I went with the family, and we're sitting there, and it's Christmas Eve, and like you said, like in your instance, the service on and on and on and on. But that wasn't the bad part. They use incense during the service, and I had never been around incense. I had no experience with it, and smelling it, and it made me sick.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sitting there with the family, everybody's dressed up, they're singing the songs, and all I can do is I want to vomit. Yeah. And it starts to come up, and uh-oh. So this is the holiday uh-oh. Thing here. I've got puke in my mouth. I can't throw up because I'm with the family, and it keeps going on. It was the worst, the worst Christmas ever. And needless to say, we didn't date much longer.
Well,
after
I'm glad
that,
I brought. I'm glad I made you reminded you of that. You're welcome.
So there's that. So thank you. I just wanted to say thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And unfortunately, I really don't have anything for you.
That's
today.
Okay.
I wanted to call and wish everyone a happy holiday. And I know we have a lot of police officers that listen to the show too. And I don't think they can hear it enough that we love you and we respect you and we thank you for your service. And other than that, wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and. I hope you lose some weight, Frank.
Well, thank you. And when people are on their new computers,
I don't know. Sorry.
When they're on their new tablets or computers or smartphones, they should go to billontheroad.com. A lot of good stuff to look at there.
Yeah, you really should. I just did actually an update the last couple of weeks. Got the website freshened up and got a lot of views. Got great stuff on there. Some great stories about things. And even if you don't like to travel, it's a it's about the people and places making America great. So a lot of good stories on there. I think you'll enjoy it.
And you learn stuff. All right, Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Courtesy of McLeod Cab. Here I am in the PM Cab Company. Thanks to the lady who called earlier and said that her son got a new job. He's all excited. And he needed to cash a check. And he went to open an account at a bank, wherever it was. And they said, sorry, it'll take X number of days for this to clear and blah, blah. He goes to the First Community Credit Union, got some fresh popcorn. She said, wow, what a different treatment he got at First Community Credit Union. That is what we want you to know. There really is a noticeable difference in the way you're treated, in the level of efficiency, in the rates, how competitive they are with their rates. Because they're owned by us. The customers, the members, we own First Community Credit Union. Can't sell your part. Don't think I didn't think about that at one point. I'd like to sell my shares. Doesn't work like that, but they're nonprofit. So at the end of the year, instead of a bunch of rich owners sitting around dividing up the profits, it stays in First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Stop in.